Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite host, Deanna Kay. Thank you guys for tuning in with me on this beautiful Tuesday. And from what I heard, it's going to be like one of the last days that's supposed to be nice for like the next, what, 3 days and 30 nights or something.
Are you serious?
I don't know. It was just a joke I read. And I guess it's just supposed to rain for like the next couple of days. And it's supposed to be sad and depressing. And it's supposed to suck. And it probably will suck because I got my hair in these nice pretty little curls. And if it rains tomorrow or the next day, it's going to be afro. So. Wednesday, they said we're supposed to be 87 if you're in the Akron area with sunshine, slight clouds. But yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's rain. Then they give you like a little peek of sun and then back to the bullshit. So might just go, have to give me a little wig whip. I don't know. I'm thinking about getting some braids. Don't want to pay for them. Y'all know how that goes. Women were so indecisive, and then we just want everything at once, you know. But then it's like, we know we want to pay for it to get done. Like, oh my gosh, the things I could do with this money. But I'm going to go ahead and step. I'm just talking shit. Anywho, thank you guys for joining me this evening. I'm pretty sure you guys missed me. I've been MIA for a while, but don't take it personal. I've been trying to work on how to improve my show as a whole. And us as a team, we have been working, getting things together. So I'm here. Don't worry. Everything is fine. This video is so gross, too. I'm sorry. I just clicked on this, and that is so nasty. Yeah, that was gross. But yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about news and why people expose other grown people when, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure we've all seen boobs. We've all seen a butt. We've all seen a vagina. We've all seen a penis. So I'm just not understanding what people get out of exposing someone else and making them feel bad about their body. We're also going to talk about sending nudes. Should you or should you not send nudes, whether it's to your boyfriends, to your friends, to that group chat with them bitches you think cool with that might fall out with you next week, that nigga you fucking on but kind of find out 3 weeks later you got a bitch, now your titties on Facebook. Like, you know, should you send nudes in this day and age? I mean, are we at the point where y'all still want to see news, or y'all feel like, okay, stop telling me for love? Like, what you teasing me for? We're also going to talk about sexing. Do people still sex? Y'all not familiar with what that is. It's basically texting, but you're talking about sex through the text messages, either about what you guys are going to do to each other when you see each other, or sending each other, again, those sexy news. And again, exposing people, why do we expose people if we're all grown and we've all been seeing wonderful body parts? And body shaming. Why is it that when somebody does get exposed, we take it upon ourselves to body shame the person, talk about the person, whether they're too fat, too skinny, bulky like a man, strong like a man, got fat arms, whatever, nipples ain't all the way there, or too big of a nipple, you know? Is it a such thing as too big of a nipple? Because I've seen people say, like, big nipples, and I'm like, well, dang, like, do people not like big nips? All right, so we're going to get into all that, but first and foremost, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Creamy and Kiki Erotic Entertainment. Opportunities available for all women seeking your inner sexiness. For more information, visit earcandyradio.com.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Let the money make me. What's up with all this hating you bitches been doing lately? They smiling in my face, behind my back they try to play me. Ain't tripping, man, it's gravy. When you pay her, she pay me. Why would you try to save a man that's not even your lady? Why would you try to save a man that's not even your baby? I swear my life is crazy. Been pimping since like 18. I'm acting like I don't. I know exactly why they hate me. I'm counting money daily. Departed from the act, girl. All my flights one way. I don't know when I'm coming back, girl. Selling white, girl. Selling black, girl. I thought you already knew that I was a mad girl.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Making these niggas be faking, I know they all be hating, know they hating on me. They steady waiting on me, took the lead, no racing on me. All you bitches pacing on me, all you bitches basic on me. Simple minded, crazy, crazy hoes. Ain't fucking with you hoes, bitches don't know what they want. Getting money, what I'm on. Rolling up, getting gone, and they hating. Still blowing out my phone. If it ain't about the money, baby, you can leave me alone. Why they gotta hate? Cause I'm good, cause I'm great. Know I'm out here making moves. Don't go making no mistake. I got a mind and a mission. No time for these niggas, boy. I'm on a mission. Leaving wishing, leaving wishing.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating on me?
Moto, 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 pow.
The best hands-free clipboard kit. Great for paperwork, holding your phones, tablets, and more.
You know I love my moto, pow.
Includes clipboard, carrying bag, pen, and notebook. You can also get yours in a variety of colors.
Go get you a moto, pow.
Visit motopowauto.com to get yours today.
The moto, pow is a Ploptic innovation.
Champion, we gonna be some champions, them Benjamins. got that shit we need. That's why we get them in, we in this bitch. And we turning up cause we be kicking it. We flipping shit and plenty messed up. None of us in this shit.
I say rejoice, it's time to celebrate. Bottles up, we giving thanks. Hustle up, be humble, pray. Be thankful for another day. The Lord deserving all the praise. These girls will break your heart away. They easily manipulate. Consequences hard to face. Dodging trouble be the case. Reason to congratulate. Never show your vanity. Just try to keep your sanity. Cause life can be damaging. But ain't no use to panic. Yeah, just manage it. Cause times will build you up to be a champion. To be the very best, you gotta learn to lose. Don't fuck up. Just playing smooth, playing cool. Now nigga make your move. Yeah, it's hot out here like the middle of June. Better stay out the media and out the news. Don't peek too soon, they eat you like food. Yeah, this music my bride and I am the groom. For the big day, I gotta get groomed up. Fucked around and married this shit. So I can't ever be compared to you niggas. Too damn different, too damn relentless. Feel my energy, call that fist. So entertaining just like Walt Disney. The gang got soft cause it's too damn tricky. Yeah, I'm busy. Too damn busy trying to run my bed. I'm gonna be a champion. We gonna be some champions. Them Benjamin, got that shit we need. That's why we get them in. We in this bitch. And we turning up cause we be kicking it. We flipping shit. And plenty messed up. None of us in this shit. I said I'm gonna be a champion. We gonna be some champions. Them Benjamin, got that shit we need. That's why we get them in. We in this bitch. And we turning up cause we be kicking it. We flipping shit. And plenty messed up. None of us in this shit.
We gotta fight through all adversity. Hustle with some urgency. Middle fingers up. We ain't fucking with the police. And none of you fuck niggas know me. Tryna get close, but you phony. We gotta stay clutch when we in OT. Better bad chance when we never cozy. Gotta keep pushing, never step back. Don't break now, keep your foot on the gas. Better stay humble. Try not to brag, as high as you get, you will come back down. Yeah, life is a bitch, even in a nightgown. Niggas still snitch without making a sound. Or open their mouth, not saying a word. That's probably why those papers occur. Just wanna say R.I.P. for all my dead niggas that's in the street. Yeah, you free. Nah, brother, keep that peace. Better fight to the end, never stand defeat. By hard enough, you see a championship ring. You win a war, you can see me in the ring. I'ma survive by any means. I know what you thought, but you're dealing with a king. And what that means is I'm strong and I'm tough. And I'm using the con, cause I got it in my jeans. And I'ma ease, cause it's giving a real blessing, I'ma learn, I'm using it to teach. I let y'all talk while I prove it with my actions. Make it happen, yeah, cause I'ma always be a champion. I said I'm gonna be a champion. We gonna be some champions.
Who are you?
Who are
you? Said I press like on your head, you what? You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in them pics. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. I can't believe all them likes on the gram. When I go back, I'm marking you with spam. You had me hyped up, I was like, damn. Now I gotta dodge you like a ram. That profile don't even exist. Get a job at a circus for them tricks. Thought you was thick, but you looking like sticks. You say your name Nicole, but you looking like Chris.
Oh God.
You should go to jail for them filters. You said hi, that face wasn't familiar. I'm mad that I gave you them likes. And you smile cause you know it wasn't right. I'm blocking you soon as we leave. You wear a mask and a wig and a weave. Same cut as me getting lined up by weeds. Crazy thing about you is all make believe. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. You swear you had it bad. I seen you in life, you made me laugh. Little cousin shoes smelling like trash. You say your diamonds water, you don't even take a bath. You don't got bars, you ain't never did a show. You ain't tryna rap, you just wanna get a hoe. How you fucking trapping, waiting on to feel your foe? You ain't fucking balling, you ain't never at the stove. Check my paperwork, I'm the prime investor. Your whole crew broke, I catch a ride together. You should've tucked it in, try to hide it better.
Why?
You'll run for your
your life, pull out this diamond tester. You was standing on that chair looking tall as fuck.
Whoa.
Got a hat in every picture, know you bought as fuck. You was quiet, we was walking up.
Whoa.
You couldn't box a guy, you ain't tall enough, God. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. You is not how you look in the pics. Catfish, catfish, catfish.
My nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. It's a real nigga celebration. It's a Don Black declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafer. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Trip on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they blurped on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. Spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere.
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
Hello, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in with your favorite host, Deanna K. I played a couple songs. I played a couple commercials as well. One of the last commercials you guys just heard was our sponsor, New Era 330. They're located in Fairlawn, Ohio, and they provide everyone with CPR training and all CPR needs. So if you guys need any CPR training, if you're a company trying to get CPR training for employees, go ahead and hit my girl Ashley up over with New Era 330. All right, so before we get into everything that's going on, I do have a caller here. So they've been waiting a while, so I don't want to be rude. I'm going to go ahead and tune them in and see what they have to say. Hey, how you doing, caller?
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I see you just shouting me out. Thank you.
Aw, hi, y'all. It's Ashley. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Fran, for tuning in and for listening to me tonight. And yes, I, of course, had to play your commercial, let everybody know about you. Thank you so much for calling in. Since I do have you on the line, just real quick, can you just tell the people that's listening how the Deanna K Show and how your Kings Radio has benefited your business by advertising with us?
The best thing for me is that since I'm the type of business that people don't come to every day. My certifications are good for 2 years, so of course people don't come every day to get my certification. But the fact that they've seen it on your page on Facebook, they've seen it, heard it on the radio, they've seen it on Brittany's page, they've seen it on Ear Candy's page. I've had multiple people come to me and say, oh, well, I didn't need it at the time, but when I needed it, I remembered that I seen it on their page, or I remember that I heard about it, so I looked you up. So that's how it's benefited me.
Thank you so much, and I'm so happy and glad to hear that advertisement has been working for you. Could you tell me what was one of the best things that you liked about being able to advertise your business with us?
The consistency. When I spoke to you about what I wanted and how I wanted it presented to everybody, and then even just giving you my marketing material, you took it and you were able to, you know, present it to the audience in a professional way that I enjoyed. So that, you know, that to me was really good, and I really appreciated that.
Oh, well, thank you so much, guys. If you guys don't know, basically what Ashley is saying is when we first sat down and talked, she basically just gave me what she had for her business, meaning like the name of it, what she stood for, and different things like that, and the posts, the blogs, and just everything that has been posted by myself and by my team is stuff that we created for her. As you guys know, we specialize in advertisement, and we can pretty much create any package that you need to fit your business. We have packages available, but we do work with any budget, and we can create a package for you for it to be personalized exactly for you. And big shout out to my team.
Thank you, Brittany, and Brittany, for your support.
Yes, we love you. I love my team. They have shared her posts, created their own. They have did a lot for us. They came to her grand opening. Like we said, we do come to events for our sponsors. If we can make it, we'll be there. You know, we'll get our own footage. We'll basically be live and direct with it. And I appreciate them for taking the time out to do that and basically to help us get this out there. So I don't want to hold you up, Ashley, anymore, but I do want you to go ahead and pretty much shout out myself, shout out Ear Candy, and go ahead and shout out yourself. And I'm going to give you a round of applause, friend, because I seen her her business literally from just her thoughts to like where it's at now, and I'm very proud of her, and I'm very proud of what you're doing, and she's really helping the community. We all could know how to save a life at the end of the day. You could be anywhere and someone could choke and they can need your help. And if you're able to basically know the proper way to provide CPR to someone, you could possibly save someone's life. Not to mention she's affordable and her energy is great. She's a very welcoming person and the office is lovely. Where can they go ahead and find you, Ashley, if they need to get CPR training?
You can follow me on Facebook at New Era 330. You can find me on Google, New Era 330. You can even visit my website at www.newera330.com. Deanna, thank you so very much for your kind words. I really appreciate your support as a friend. Brittany and Wayne, keep grinding. I love everything.
Thank you.
I'll be sure to keep shouting y'all. And, you know, I appreciate everything that y'all do.
Well, thank you so much, Ashley, and thank you for believing in us and allowing us to network with you and be great. So I hope you have a good, wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and hopefully you could finish listening in the end. But if not, I appreciate you for calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem. I'll stay tuned in. Y'all have a good night.
You too. That was so nice, y'all. I love my friend. Oh, man. We've known each other for a while now. It's been at least, I want to say, a good 7 years. We met at my very first nursing home, where I learned, like, everything. And I'm not going to lie, like, Ashley was one of them people who, she was, like, she's a little bit older than me. But, like, I don't know. We just end up, we clicked, and we end up becoming good work friends at work. We used to knock that, girl, knock it down. You know when you got that work partner?
That work partner.
Yeah. And y'all be busting it down. That was Ashley. She taught me a lot of what I know, and just been a friend overall. She's definitely a genuine person who definitely has helped me. You know, she's a good friend. So shout out to all them good friends. We definitely need those good friends. And shout out to you guys for being good friends and helping me as well. So,
that's real too, though. You know, because you know, I have friends who literally have told me, she'll be like, I like you as Brittany, but I don't like your King Ringo Brittany. Like,
damn.
How do you even take that? Basically, what I'm saying is, I have friends that haven't even, that friend particular didn't even never listen to none of my shows, unless you did. But you got people that really have never supported you ever, your own friends, your own family. So when you do actually have those people, not she supported you, but she became a sponsor. She basically invested in you. She
right.
Into her business, but she chose to do it with you. She could have
exactly.
Went to anybody to advertise. So that's a real friend right there.
That is. That's a real friend supporting each other and, you know, being there for each other. That is.
Black business, women. Yes, I like that.
I love it. And I appreciate that because it's hard because, you know, I always say it was like, and then it wasn't like, boom, she did it when, as soon as she got her business, something like that. Like, she know what I did, you feel me? And I told her, we had a conversation. Boom. So when the time came, like she said, when she was ready, the offer was still on the table. I'm not the type of person that, like, be mad at your friend because maybe at that time they can't support how you want. But I do get what you mean. Like, all the time they don't got what they can't support you right then and there. So that's
right,
understandable.
Right.
But when the time comes, she thought about me, and that's what made it better. But the people that don't like the work you, but like the personal you, I don't know, because at the end of the day, if she's never watched your show, she really can't speak or, like, judge on that because you've never tuned in. Like, how do you know what my show about if you don't listen, if you've never watched, if you ain't never listened back to a show? How could you possibly know? So, yeah. So, bump them type of people. I don't know if I want to still be friends with them or not, because that's, like, kind of a hard thing, because that's kind of like you don't support me. But, anywho, so getting into the topic, thank you guys for, I'm going to drop the phone, for tuning in. So we're going to talk about, my topic was today where we're talking about news. Of course that's going to be the topic today. It's a good day. It's City Tuesday. And it was a lot of city stuff. So we're going to talk about news. We're going to talk about exposing. Why do y'all think people still like expose people? And we all grow. Like, everybody done seen some titties, everybody done seen a vagina, everybody done seen a penis, everybody done seen a butt. Why are y'all still, you know, basically taking people's trust and just throwing it out to the world like that? Like, that is so rude and disrespectful. So, we're talking about sending news. Like, should you send news or should you not send news in this day of age? In a day of age where somebody get mad at you and the first thing they're going to do is post something about you on social media and, God forbid, they have your cock shots and boom. Do you think you should send news? Sexting. Do you guys still sex? As far as texting your mate, your girlfriend, whoever you mess with at the time, do you text that person throughout the day, sexy stories? If you have ever dated someone, maybe incarcerated, or someone who lives long distance from you, you guys may email about it. You can write about it. You know, just anything. And as far as body shaming, why do y'all think people body shame each other? Like, why is that the attack? Like, at the end of the day, certain things about ourselves, like, we cannot change. Unless you got the money to. In this day and age, like, you can go to a doctor and you can go change it, but what's the what's the problem with people embracing who they are and loving themselves? So, I guess we can just get started into the matter at hand. Cindy News, is that a yes or is that a no for my fellow audience in my studio? y'all can remain anonymous.
I definitely feel like sending news is cool, but until something like that happens, you feel like, damn, I should have did that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, shit, you gotta be careful nowadays. I don't even know. And this shit, sending news is a yeah, but you just gotta be careful who the fuck you send them.
True.
But I'm sure people that are getting exposed thought that they had their news safe.
Yeah, of course.
Of course they did.
You know, you don't think you're getting exposed when you send a news, not even taking a damn picture.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I can get news. Like, it's just one shit. She sends me news on a regular. Half the time, I don't even open them. And then when I do open them, I just scroll and see all the news. Like, I get news on a regular. Like, so to expose somebody's news, that got to be, your feelings got to be hurt or something. I don't know. That's corny. It got to be a female that's hurt by a man. That's some female stuff.
I don't know. It means it's exposing females. What do you mean?
Yeah, it is some tender fellas out here.
And you might as well say they female though, because bitch ass niggas.
Probably Dick Little.
Probably
what I'm at.
For sure.
She couldn't feel it. Yeah, it was bumping coochie.
Right.
For real though. I just feel like that's lame and it's corny and it's weak. Like, that's weak as fuck. That's some ham shit, period. It's just ham shit. Like, we all grown, and at the end of the day, if I send you something nice, what the fuck is you running your mouth for? Like, what are you telling the world for? What is the purpose of that? Ain't no purpose.
That's ham shit.
Yeah, it's ham shit. That's ham behavior. Whether you're a male or a female, that's ham behavior. Don't act like a ham. The fuck? Don't ruin the fun for everybody else. You fucking it up for the real one. The fuck? Okay? Because now ain't nobody getting nothing. Nobody getting nothing, okay? Motherfuckers are like, girl, you better pull up. The fuck?
Okay, regarding this and all this, this is kind of on the same topic, but it's kind of not. But as me and you know this for sure. Like,
thank you.
We done said each
thank
other
y'all for watching.
Before. But I just feel like, why is it like, girls who send each other pictures, and
right.
They ain't really on no sexual nothing. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, just.
It's
just
cool.
Your friend.
Like, girl, look at this. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna
tell me
that.
This, if this new fire right here, how I look.
Right, like, should I send it? But dudes just came around.
Like, bro.
Bro.
Like, is my new cool?
I should send it to her. That shit look long as fuck.
You think she like this angle? Maybe y'all should get it from this side.
I mean, because ain't no man saying, hey, you think I should. Like, ain't no man coming to no other man about how they look, period.
No? Mm-hmm. Y'all never ask them, like, your bro, how you look today? It's like, if you'll start going somewhere, your outfit. Well, of course, not the outside, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Nope.
Thank you.
A nigga might compliment on some shit. Your shoes or something, like, bro, them fire.
But dudes can't even compliment right. Like, this would be weird. Like, it's like dudes, I don't know.
I get what you're saying. Like, girls, we can literally, like, send our friends nudes and send each other pictures and shit. And it'll be nothing. Like, it could be like, boom, if I'm at home in the shower, if I'm naked and my friend there, like, it's not going to be a problem. Like, my one friend, she loves to be naked. She's naked all the time. And I mean, like, if I go over her house and she's naked, I don't even, like, it's normal.
Right.
Like, oh, she got her boobs out today. Okay. Hey, girl. You got wine. Like, it's be normal.
It's regular, right?
Yeah, it's regular. Like, she's free. Like, I don't know. So, how would y'all feel? Like, do y'all feel like that wouldn't even matter in this day and age? We were still in a time where we didn't have to cover up with clothing. Like, we literally walk around in the nude or like with just something covering that specific area, but everything else is just free.
I mean, people are just so mean nowadays. Like, body shaming. Ooh, that's sad. I don't know. Would you be cool with that, though?
Okay, so
I love to be free. I like to be naked. So I don't feel nothing about like the human body. I mean, I probably cover up like the little spots, but get out the shower, just lotion up, air dry, especially if we live like somewhere with all the sun and stuff. You patch yourself a little bit and lay in the sun and grease up and put my little flowers on me, guys, with my bag. You ain't got to buy clothes. Just worry about what you like. You just got to pick out the cutest flower for today. What I want to be, a daisy or a rose? Like, I don't know. For real, like a cute, idea, y'all. Boom. So I got to write this down. Hold on. I'm sorry. Excuse me. That was good. That was good.
Okay, you got ideas, don't say it on air.
Nope. I couldn't. Hey. I wrote it down though, so I know. Okay, so somebody did comment on here. They said she said basically what she worried about is teenagers. They don't understand the consequences of sexes, and basically like sending pictures and stuff. And now she said you can have to be charged as a registered sex offender for sending pictures.
Hmm.
That's messed up. But That's a different topic. We're talking about adults. We're not talking about kids right now. That's like geared off to the side. We definitely will talk about that, and we could definitely educate our children and our youth on that, because we definitely don't want nobody with that on their record, because that's a bad thing. Like, that looks bad anyway attached to your name. So that's a different topic for today. But okay, as far as like writing and talking and texting, I say that's a yes.
For sure.
Especially when if it's a long distance relationship. Yeah, especially if it's a long distance relationship.
Yes.
I say yes. Like I have a good imagination, right? And like, you know, them little books that we used to be reading, them sex books, but it had like good stories and plots. So when basically I was in a long distance relationship type of thing, like I used to like write shit like that thing. So I think that's a yeah, because I play with the imagination, and I just give you a thought of what you're gonna do, especially if you send that person a picture too, of course. But they gonna imagine what they get to do to you when the time comes, like for sure. But I do feel like just come see me for real. Come see me. Pull up, come get me, come touch me, because this is what I be scared of. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know if I want to, like, can I even trust you with that? Like, just come see with your own eyes and admire the artwork.
I don't like to send nudes. Like, it's just corny to me to even snap a picture of my shit. Like, but, I mean, I did it before, and anybody that got them bitches, I swear on God, them bitches hit my mitt.
What?
They hit my mitt for them bitches, because last summer I was doing this well one too, and it was paying. They were paying.
Oh, you was basically like, you know, so I get you.
Had a remote up in that motherfucker, the house, right?
Wait, what? Hold on. Rewind. What you do with the remote and spray? What's that?
Just angle it.
Angles in what? Comparison agent?
Yeah.
Angles?
Yeah.
Of air freshener bottles?
Yeah.
Okay, man. You're so angry. Sorry, I'm getting off track. So, okay, of course, angles, pictures, and all that kind of stuff. Do y'all feel like, so somebody asked, how do you figure out if somebody is trustworthy of getting them?
If
or do you not care
if
they pay for them?
Yeah, if they pay for them.
If they pay for them.
Yeah, that's how I know they're trustworthy.
How's that?
Because they pay for them. That's
just
for
me. Once you pay for something, it's yours. You're free to do what you want with it. Why would that make somebody trustworthy? Because they pay for it.
Because it's a tag on it.
Because
of the tag on it. What does
that
mean?
People steal shit from the store every day with tags on it.
What does that mean?
They pop that shit off and sell it to the next motherfucker. What makes you
say?
I'm just
kidding. Because, like, I'm not going to charge you. I would trust somebody paying $150 for a nude versus $10. If you pay a big money for a nude, I trust you. Period.
Wow.
Whatever you do with it, whatever. No face, no case. I'll never see nothing. It's that true or nothing.
Wow.
So it's just gonna be unidentifiable. It's just gonna be okay. I got you. So no face, no case. That's normal, but if it's just like somebody you really fucking with, they probably don't care about their face being in it, especially if you making a sexy face. That's like, you know, good at them facial expressions type shit. Be looking real nasty. That might go with the picture.
Oh, yeah. Right. You definitely should
I'm not that friend, though. I can say that.
I don't think you're that
friend. No, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying just to the people and the listeners, like, don't be that friend.
Exactly.
Don't be that friend.
Back in the day, when this was a topic on irritating radio, back in the day, somebody started saying that I got exposed, and I got exposed by their friend. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
one day your friend, next day your enemy type shit, basically. Period. I definitely feel that, because sometimes that's how people go. You think they're your friend, and then some shit happen, and get exposed to real.
Right.
But I say don't be that friend. I'm not that type of friend. Like, I wouldn't, like, even just some stuff you told me, like, I don't know. I'm in that space where, like, I don't feel the need to bash you or throw shade or try to dog you or make you hurt. Like, I don't want to make you feel pain or be mad at each other, whatever the case may be. But I'd rather just shut up and just walk away from you at this point in time, because at the end of the day, it's just like, what if we do try to get back? Cool. It's just some shit you say that you cannot take back.
Right.
It's like that. You're going to fuck up a relationship over something dumb and something petty. You're going to expose some shit that you really don't even need to be exposing. You're supposed to, it's about loyalty. If your loyalty changed when you mad at me, then she was never loyal to me in the first place. Period. Like, if I'm mad at you, I'm going to go blurt your business out. That's not real. That's not okay. I'm going to expose. I'm going to tell your shit. Like, because what if you do get back? Cool. If you call me all types of dirty, broke-ass bitches and get to talking about, like, deep shit that only you know, and don't be in front of people. Like, oh, this is from a plane. I'm going to punch you. Like, oh, my God. Oh, we really not about to be friends, bro. I'm about to beat your ass. Just shut the fuck up with your big-ass motherfucking mouth, bro. Shut up. What are you doing? Like,
that's...
Girl, it's like, what? Who's she? Her. No.
That's true, though. Like, you got to watch out for people like that. Like, when you fall out with somebody, even if it ain't really a fallout, but it's just an argument, and you think that they just start throwing shade, like, talking about you, regarding just anything, like, yeah, if it's just about a personal business that you told them before, and now you're back, and they're like, bitch, I told you about this shit. You had the opportunity to tell me exactly how you felt about it. You just rolled on the shit. You made it look like it was cool. Now that we fall out, now it's...
And now you just
definitely watch out for them friends like that.
Definitely, for sure. That's fake, but that's the day and age. Unfortunately, that we're in. And hopefully, like, loyalty and 100 shit and solid shit come back around, and just being genuine, because I don't know. It's just like, I don't see the me throwing shade at you ain't gonna make me shine no brighter, sis.
Right.
So what's the point? And then after you done talking about me, make sure you tell them that I overcame everything the fuck that I've been through. Make sure you tell them that. Okay, honey, why you running your mouth?
Right.
Just be like, girl, bye. Get punched. Now you don't want to get beat up, and we can't even be friends no more after this. Because I cannot be arguing with you. But thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. Whew. I'm sorry, y'all. We this is how we act on a regular, so this is what y'all get, of course. The raw, the real, the uncut, the me, you know. I've been MIA, because, girl, my hair, y'all know how y'all be feeling cute when your hair ain't done, honey. Listen, You know, you just be like, dang. Like, I don't know. It's like, if you look better, you do be feeling better, though.
Girl.
So, like, you know, if y'all, at least if you feel presentable,
you know, you look a little bit better and you feel a little bit better. Get your little, your vibes going and good. So if anybody's going through a tough time or got a lot of stuff going on, I got a message for you. So I have started doing these things that I call KK quotes, right? And basically, when I find a good quote, that's either, no matter what it is, if I find a good quote, I basically write it down. And I'm start sharing it with y'all on my show and possibly on my radio show. If y'all follow me on Facebook, follow my, follow my radio page, the Deanna K Show. That's where y'all can find me at on Facebook, Deanna K. Deanna underscore K one on Instagram. And then my Snapchat is no underscore looking back, all spelled one word together. So that's where y'all can find me. Snapchat get the most stuff, I should say. They get the more personal stuff because, you know, with Snap, you can see who recording you, you can see who watching you, you know. And then Instagram. So y'all make sure y'all follow me on all my social media sites. And stay in tune for what we got going on. And remember, if you need advertisement, don't forget to contact us. We have all packages available for any budget, any businesses, no matter how small or starting off you are. We can help get your business out there to the world for people to know. Any artists, definitely tap in. We can get your music played not only on my show, but on Brittany's show and other shows on the network. And you can always go back and listen to that person's music and find them on our website. So make sure you guys tap in with us if you need advertisement. And if you've been watching, you see what we do. You see how we work. Our work speaks for itself. Anyway, so this is my quote for y'all before we go to commercial break real quick, because we got about 30 more minutes to go. And I'm probably going to end my live after this. So you guys, make sure you call in that number so you guys can finish listening to my show. And also, you'll be also able to find it later on this evening on earcandyradio.com. Candy is spelled with a K. Go ahead and check out my page, the Deanna K Show, along with our other shows, Brittany Show, All Things Matter, which comes on Thursday night. We also have a show this Thursday. Sunday night show. Do we have one on Sunday? Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. sorry. It's okay. My bad. Okay. Anyway, screw. Boom. So this is my quote before I sound off to go to another commercial, as well as and in my live. Thank you so much, Facebook, for tuning in. I haven't went live in a long time, and I'm not sure if I'm gonna leave this video up or not. Kind of debating, might delete it. But I'm just saying, I love y'all. Thanks for following me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday night with your favorite host, Deanna K. And we're going to sign off with, believe even when things are not at their most uncertain or absolute crappiest. That way, when the light shines bright, you'll always see the flip side within your reach. So basically, when things aren't going good in your life, when things feel like they're horrible, stuff is going crappy, maybe you don't have faith in whatever you're going through, it seems more like you're taking more losses than wins, just remember, at the end of all of that, at the end of all the struggle, at the end of all the nonsense, the sun will shine bright again on the flip side, and you'll reach the goal of where you want to be in due time. You just have to work hard, keep your faith, and just don't give up. No matter what you do, just don't give up. No matter how hard it gets, just don't give up. No matter what you go through, just don't give up. If you ain't got no fight in you, no less, just don't give up. Even if you're tired, on the days you're tired, just don't give up. You know, it's okay to be tired. It's okay to feel like the world is on my shoulders. But that next day, no matter if you got to cry, if you got to scream, if you got to yell, if you got to punch the wall, remember, you got to fix that wall. So don't punch the wall, but go punch a punching bag. Go exercise. But no matter what you do after that, you release that anger, just know, in due time, the brightness in the sun will shine again. It's going to shine again. Everything's going to be okay. You're going to be in a better position, and you're going to be in a better place in life. So never give up. Thank you guys so much for watching. I appreciate you. And I'm going to go ahead and play my battle because that's the secret battle right now. We all go through stuff, and at some point in time, we always do want to give up, or we have that moment where we feel like we want to give up. And that's the reason why I started this, for people to heal, for people to understand that no matter what you go through, it's okay. You don't have to feel ashamed. You don't got to feel weak. It's okay to cry. As long as you heal from whatever you're going through and you overcome and you prosper, it doesn't matter. And I ain't no preacher. I'm just talking to you, shit. This is shit I done did and been through. So I'm going to pass it on. It's a secret battle.
Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and heal with me. It's time.
You good, T-Money?
Niggas been counting me out. I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips. I'm writing down names. I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit. The game is off balance. I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty. My sneakers is dirty. But that's how I like it. You all on my dick. I'm all in my bag. It's hard as it get. I do not throw powder. I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends. I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gon' be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, the depth in the change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones was lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup, I've been wanting something I can feel, promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm will make you real. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, don't make you real. I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Ville. Straight out the projects, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm will make you real. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand will make you real.
Peep hoes, but I seen you. Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh? Yeah, I don't believe hoes, but I believe you, huh? Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh? Yeah, I don't need bitches, but I need you. Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh? Yeah, I don't need hoes, but I need you, huh? Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh? Yeah, I don't need bitches, but I need you, huh? I love when you pull up in that shit that see through. Yeah, really, she my queen like Latifah, huh? I got her ice up out the freezer, that's Kanika, huh? I say, bitch, I'll push you wet, I should drink you, huh? He ain't fight for you, all he did was lie to you. Difference with me and him, I'd die for you. He never did shit for you, I provide for you, huh? I got the rollie for my side woman. Lame nigga, he couldn't keep you shit. Dumb nigga, he didn't teach you shit. Crumb nigga, he wasn't eating shit. Call me real, cause I'm being shit. Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh? Yeah, I don't believe hoes, but I believe you, huh? Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh? Yeah, I don't need bitches, but I need you. Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh? Yeah, I don't need hoes, but I need you, huh? Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh? Yeah, I don't need bitches, but I need you, huh? Yeah, really, she my queen like Latifah, huh? I got her ice up out the freezer, that's Kanika, huh? Yeah, I ain't the type to mislead you, huh?
Okay, guys, we're back. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to tonight's show. I appreciate everybody. If you missed the topic tonight, we were talking about news, sending news, people exposing, and just the gist of it all as far as texting. Is it a no? Is it a yes? And, like, how do you know to trust someone to send them a nude or to, you know, open up with that person like that? The show will be available tonight. Everyone can go to earcandyradio.com. Candy is spelled with a K. You can go ahead and click on the link to the D and the K show. You'll be able to listen in live to that show and do a good playback. So, since we're talking about sex and since it's a little, you know, we're talking about news, I figured we just go ahead and ease the show out with a few sex questions. We're going to go ahead and just play a little raunchy sexual dirty question of would you rather. Would you rather this evening? So we're just going to go ahead and keep it rolling. Go ahead and answer these questions. I don't know. Do y'all want me to just ask the question and then we'll go around and answer, or we all answer the same question, or...
Do we have to explain our answer?
Because
I know it's would you rather, so do we explain
our answer, or do we just say the answer? I think we should just say the answer and keep it pushing.
Okay.
No, if I'm not sure. Yeah, we talk about that deep in the answer. And you just got to say, would you or wouldn't you?
Okay.
So, let's see. The first question. Oh, this goes kind of with our topic. So, the very first question, I'm going to do a... probably just maybe in order, maybe not in order, just throw out some good questions. So the first question, it does go with our topic, is would you send your nudes to a stranger or send your nudes to an ex? I'm gonna say my ex. I'm going to say X.
I'll say my
X.
I would
do a string. I would have a reason for both, but since we can't do reasons,
we're just going to talk about it later
because, yeah, that's a hard one. Okay. A good one. Would you rather get oral sex or give oral sex?
I'd rather give.
I'd rather get it. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. You should please me, please. All right. Let's see. Would you rather have a one night stand with someone really attractive or someone who's really skilled in bed? I'm gonna go with skilled in bed because what if you ugly and you don't know how to do it right? But if you already skilled in bed, I mean, what you doing? So I'm going to go with the skilled one. And if you ugly, we got to turn off the lights. I'm going to think of somebody else.
I agree. I'm going to go skilled in bed.
Skilled in bed or what?
Or attractive.
Oh, attractive. Because if you're attractive, I do
want to. Well, that's different.
I think it's different for a man and a woman, though.
Yeah, because like he said,
like
boom,
exactly.
He'll do all the work. Yeah. So if he's skilled in bed.
If he's skilled, then he can make her you wet and all that.
Yeah, so.
If a man just attracted me out a little.
Not going to work.
Like, no.
He's going to be like, oh, no. What is this?
I was already.
Would you rather make out with your boss or watch your partner make out with their boss? Would you rather make out with your boss or watch your partner make out with their boss? So y'all both got jobs. Either you gonna kiss the boss or they gonna kiss the boss.
I'd rather watch him.
Yeah, I'll go with them kissing the boss. Would you rather have kinky sex or romantic sex?
Kinky.
I'm gonna go with Kinky too. Yeah. I think it's all a squad here. Kink squad.
just like our sponsor.
Okay.
Kinky.
Cuckoo hate. Yes. Would you rather, let's see, this is self-explanatory.
Self-explanatory?
Yeah, would you rather have to pay for sex or would you rather be paid to have sex?
Man, what is
that? That was self-explanatory. Okay, would you rather have makeup sex against the bed or the wall? I'm going to go with the wall. Because I got, like, at least three positions on my head for the wall.
Yeah, I'll take the wall, too.
Against the bed?
No, in the bed.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll be catching Charlie Christmas and shit. Dang, would you rather suck at foreplay or would you rather suck at sex? Like, what would you rather be bad at? Like, do you want to be bad at foreplay or bad at sex? If you got to pick. I say foreplay.
Yeah, me too, because you can still win them over with sex. Like,
yeah.
You just want to get right to it.
Or you suck at it, and then it's like, but dang, when we get right to it, you did a good, oh my God, it was amazing.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. I don't know. I don't really like this. Let's see. Would you rather have sex with Rihanna or Beyonce?
Yeah.
I'm going with Rihanna.
I think
and she fine as the fuck.
What's that one song? That song.
Would you rather be during sex? Would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed? That's a good one. It depends on if I want to, like.
I would just say blindfolded. I at least want to see what's
going on. You want to be blindfolded or you don't?
I would rather be blindfolded than handcuffed.
So you can't see?
You can't see, though. You're not going to be able to see what's going on.
Blindfolded
than handcuffed.
You
said
I would rather see this one. Oh, right, I did. You're right. I would rather see so bad. I would rather be handcuffed
than blindfolded. I would say,
no.
You know.
I'm sorry. I'm actually playing. My bad. I'm sorry. Would you rather watch porn or go to
sleep?
Wait, you didn't answer. You do that a lot.
I didn't. Not today. I'm going to go with the, I don't know, I like both, so this depends, but I can't do depends. Okay, I'm going to go with handcuffs. I'm going to go with handcuffs. Would you rather watch porn or go to a strip club?
Watch porn.
I'm going to go with watch porn, too. Even though I like the strip club, you can't play with yourself at the strip club. I think they might kick you out for that.
Right.
I hope that would be a good sleep. I mean, a good thing. Sorry, I seen the word sleep. Would you rather sleep with a girl with big titties or a nice ass? Mmm. I'm going with ass. Cuddle up against you, get the rub in. When y'all fucking, you're going to see a jiggle and shit. It'd be like... that was going to come after. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
Stay tuned. And would you rather sleep with your ex or masturbate? I'm going to masturbate.
Yeah, me too.
Sleep with your ex. Would you rather spank or be spanked during sex?
I guess be spanked after a little bit of spanking.
I'm going to get spanked. But I will spank your ass, though. Would you rather ice cubes or whipped cream during sex?
Ice cubes.
I will go with ice because I don't like whipped cream. I don't really want it on me, or I don't want you really eating it off, and I don't want to eat it off of you. Okay, so would you rather have a crowd of people watching you have sex or have to have sex in a crowd?
Wait, what?
So basically, people just watching you having sex by yourself, or people next to you actually having sex like a big ass orgy.
I've done that.
And what's that? What's your answer? Okay. Which one? I don't know. It's a hard one. I don't know why I thought of that one.
Do I want to be watched or do I
want to
be around?
I mean, at the end of the day, either way it goes, yes, still people going to be watching you.
Yeah.
It's true. So, I don't care. I'm down for either or. We'll just say both.
Would you rather?
I would rather. I'll put on a performance. I'll let somebody watch me. I'll put on a little show real quick. But thank you guys so much for tuning in for my topic this evening. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys join me next Tuesday and get with me. We're going to have another good show. We're going to be out here just letting us know if you guys need any advertisement. Remember, we're also open to do interviews as well as sponsorships. And we also are available to host shows and events. If you need someone to host and be at your event, call on us. So I'm going to go ahead and my show was playing a previous guest who came on my show. She goes by the name of C. Lanice, and this is called Never Quit.
Was cute, play that beat again.
Man, this beat singing to me, man. Fuck it. I'm about to just let my soul cry on this bitch. I ain't never did no rap capping. So, no, really ain't got no choice but to feel me. Feel me.
Hey, look, come vibe with me and feel this beat. It's time to listen. We live a life up in this vibe. Each day is repetition. You looking artist, then the love deep down is competition. We building bonds, breaking codes, don't nobody listen. These niggas fucking off, they breaking down your mental. It's even slimy with the hoes, just watch her with the pistol. It's all life, but waste of time, they ain't with you. They taking time to fill you out, to use it all against you. This shit crazy, you just gotta keep your focus. Keep your mind from crashing, all you pray nobody notice. All my lonely sister kid, don't you keep me coping. Devil keep provoking me, he making it feel hopeless. It's all deception, like I'm looking in the mirror. Can't fix the issues with yourself, it's fucking with your spirit. They all fold to you, don't feel nobody with you. Just keep your problems to yourself, they'll never get the picture. They'll never get it, and you definitely done explaining. Steady running to the ridges, they ain't never know it's raining. No picking sides, I'm tapping all this, definitely what my lane is. They hating on me now, let's run this back when I get famous. I keep stressing, if you lost, you better find your purpose. Don't leave an open path, for foes will easily come murk you. Maneuvered in position, fiending for some faith and growth. They checking for me lately, feel the pressure at the dough. The kids straight, they ain't never want or need for shit. Too many lessons learned, levels I never quit.